Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Human remains stored at Dublin's Trinity College for the past 130 years are being brought back to the island of Inishbofin this evening for a community burial service this weekend. The skulls of 13 people were stolen from the grounds of St. Colman's Monastery in 1890, but were given back today after a long-running campaign to correct an historic wrong. Well, Drive Time's John Cook was at Trinity College today and he joins us now. John, what can you tell us?
Sarah, this weekend's burial in Inishbofin will happen 133 years to the day that anthropologist Alfred Haddon stole 13 skulls, his diary entry of July 16th, 1890, recording how he went there under the cover of darkness along with his colleague Andrew Dixon, placing the skulls in a sack, bringing them to the pier before sailing back to Galway the next day. And the skulls became part of a collection stored in Trinity College Dublin's old anatomy building. They've been there for the past 130 years, as you mentioned. And outside the Trinity Chapel today, I met with Ciarán Walsh, a freelance curator of historic ethnographic photographs in the west of Ireland. And he told me how he stumbled upon this story 11 years ago while he was researching at Trinity himself. He was looking at photographs taken in the 1890s in which he saw the skulls of island dwellers being measured to trace their origins. As he pointed out when we spoke at Trinity today, he showed me where he'd been studying at the time.
It happened upstairs in the manuscript library, well, just over there in the corner of the building in the manuscript library. In 2010, Felicity O'Mahony showed me a collection, a group of photograph albums that Charles R. Brown put together in 1897, and amongst them was a photograph that Haddon took of the skulls he stole from St. Colman's Monastery or Abbey on Inishbofin Island. With the library and with Jane Maxwell and Special Collections, we put a touring exhibition to the communities that had been photographed, including Connemara, and Marie Coyne saw the photographs of the skulls, read an account of the theft, and contacted me and asked, can we get these back? And that was 2012 to 2015.
That's what's brought us to today, this private service in the Trinity Chapel, a coffin and hearse here carrying the remains back on their journey home to Inishbofin this weekend. How do you feel today?
I have mixed emotions. You know, it's been the end of a long and difficult process that has damaged a lot of relations and built a lot of partnerships. And I suppose at the end of the day, these remains are going home. And in the spirit of reconciliation, the great-grandniece of the man who stole these skulls is attending the funeral on Sunday. And that's the spirit of what's happening. It's an island funeral. It's not a political event or a victory parade. It's an island funeral.
That's Dr. Ciarán Walsh. So, John, tell us more then about this funeral that they're planning in Inishbofin.
Well, the burial in Inishbofin this weekend will happen any other funeral on this small island of 184 people west of Connemara, I'm told, because here the community gathers together to bury their dead in a dignified and respectful manner. It will include locals digging the grave. They've been preparing it this week. They're planning to meet the funeral cortege off the boat in Cleggan this Saturday before they'll be able to pay their respects, filing past the open coffin crafted from traditional pine by Christopher Day, whose granduncle made coffins on the island in the 1960s. A Catholic mass will take place at St. Colman's Church on Sunday before locals will take turns to carry the remains to their final resting place. I'd compare today's handover ceremony, Sarah, if Sunday is a funeral, to a removal service at Trinity for locals today, because they were there from Inishbofin to collect the skulls from bags and boxes where they'd been stored before, placing them into this coffin and bringing it to the Trinity Chapel for prayers and hymns, though members of the public and media were not allowed inside for this private service. Afterwards, they carried the coffin to a waiting hearse driven by Athenry undertaker Finian Gardner. His mother is from Inishbofin, and he told me she blessed herself in prayer and shed tears as the small cortege departed Galway to be met by a Garda escort at Trinity College in Dublin today. Outside the chapel, I spoke to local historian and archaeologist Tommy Burke and Marie Coyne of the Inishbofin Heritage Museum, who've led the long campaign that led to today's ceremony.
Even though it's a funeral, it's a joyous occasion as well, because after all this time, they're coming home. And we've been involved in so many funerals all our lives, but this is one we want to be involved mm-hmm. in, and one we're glad to go to because it's bringing back mm-hmm. our people to our parish.
Tommy, do you think about these remains, who these people were 130 years ago or long before that when they lived, and what do they mean to you today?
It means an awful lot because we are the custodians of the dead. I'd like to think in 100 years' time that my life and my place on Boffin, that there's people down the road who will look after that and look out for us in the future and our legacy. These people would have lived through the 19th century and would have lived through incredible hardship. And for their skulls to have been taken away as a sort of, an anthropological curiosity, but that was totally devoid of any respect. Whereas today we're shown the respect that they deserved.
Medical research, they might have said. Science back in those days was wrong, you'd say.
It wasn't so much that medical research was wrong, but to just come and just steal mm-hmm. something. And they weren't discarded. They had been removed from graves mm-hmm. and in a very sacred fashion put into an old abbey dating back to the 6th century mm-hmm. and just put them in a bag and took them away. It was the flippant attitude mm-hmm. that people in positions of power had towards people. Pretty much every community in the world, particularly communities that were under colonial rule, have issues like this. This is the tip of the iceberg, even in Ireland. But to be fair to Trinity, once the positive motion started, they were very accommodating and did their best. And you saw here today with the ceremony and all.
They hold many other remains from various other places. The same thing. What do you think should happen to those?
I think they should be repatriated, most definitely.
So that's Inish Boffin historian Tommy Burke there calling for the return of other human remains held at Trinity College Dublin. John, can you tell us who else attended today's service?
Well, Sarah, as well as the community and campaigners from Inish Boffin, there were Trinity staff and its provost, though none would speak to the media like myself today. They apologised previously in February for upset caused by the retention of these remains. They haven't said yet what will happen to other human remains in their possession at Trinity, including those from the Aran Islands and St Finian's Bay in Kerry. If this was a funeral or a removal, there would be mourners, of course. And there was a small, respectful gathering outside the chapel. A lot of tourists too, Sarah, asking who died and very interested to hear about this story. And some of the people I spoke to outside were people with strong links to Inish Boffin, people who live in Dublin or other places now with relatives there, some who have married into local families in Inish Boffin, they told me, or have been going there to the island on holidays for generations. I also met a very interesting cultural and anthropologist from New York, along with her husband and his documentary filming crew. And I spoke first to some of those with links to Inish Boffin, including Deirdre McMullen, Lorcan Grogan and Deirdre Short, as they stood watching respectfully as the coffin carrying these 13 skulls from Trinity College was taken into the hearse to begin its poignant journey west.
It was a beautiful service. The choir was lovely. It was very, very fitting.
And it's fantastic to see what's happened today. It's a start of a process that will happen, hopefully, more and more.
You mean for other remains held here
in the
college?
Yes, in the college and elsewhere, perhaps.
Well, I think it's lovely that they're being returned now, and it was a beautiful service today, and I think the right thing has been done. So it's really nice to see everybody gathered today to bring them home.
My name is Peggy Vale, and I'm an anthropologist, cultural anthropologist at New York University. My grandmother's from the island, and at one point I found out that this anthropologist in my own discipline, who became a very well-known anthropologist, had stolen these remains. So I just felt that I could maybe offer something, and I got involved on both a personal and professional level to think about the reckoning of anthropology, but then also the return of ancestors, the mm-hmm. return of these ancestors to their place of origin.
Your grandmother's parents, her family before her, your ancestors buried on Inish Boffin.
Yes.
Do you wonder about the connection to some of these remains today, some of these people, who they were, and whether they might be connected to you?
I'm positive some of them would be connected, because when I look at the island today, even Marie and Tommy, they're my fourth or fifth cousin, and the King family, they're my first cousins, once removed, my second cousin. So
it's a small community.
It's a small community. So somewhere, if it's 500 years ago, somewhere down the line, it was an ancestor, uh-huh. I believe, for all the people that are here today.
So what does this mean to you today, to be part of this service and to be part of this very symbolic journey home, I would say, for these remains back to their rightful resting place?
In some level, it was an egregious stealing of these human remains to begin with, just because of the power relations, and they could do that. But I think by this righting of that original wrong, it also, at some level, it brought us together, the descendants together. So even though they were taken away, they kind of did something about bringing people together around them coming home. It is very special for me, and I feel it was a number of years in the campaign in the hopes to bring them home. So we are just so pleased, and we're so thankful that Trinity is doing this. It's really special.
Your grandmother would be proud.
She would be very proud.
I'm sure she would be indeed. That is New York anthropologist Peggy Vale ending John Cook's report.